Bruce Springsteen, motherfuckers. I just saw Bruce at the Garden last week. Amazing show. Phenomenal show. Love Bruce. Thank you, Bruce. As you guys know, I've had on Maureen Van Zandt, who is the wife of Steven Van Zandt. I can't plug this enough. Big fucking day for me. Big moment for me. It's my connection to the E Street Band. It's a very distant, murky, watered-down connection, but it's a connection all the same. Got to meet Steven before the show. Nice guy. Seems like a nice guy. Talked to him for about 8 seconds. Took a little photograph. You guys can see it, I'm sure. He sent me some emails about it. You see it on my Instagram and all that. I want to thank everybody for following the show. We're on a good one here. The show's picked up tons of momentum. I mean, it sounds weird because it's coming from me. So, you know, you should know that if you're listening. It's a good show. But the guests are getting even better, and this week is no slouch. I have on Bree Teresti, and Bree is a model who has a huge Instagram and Snapchat following. I hit up Bree. The show does a lot of good things for especially, how do I word this properly? The show does a lot of good things for people who are on it in general, but especially since the show does focus predominantly on females, I think it does a lot for them, especially females in the entertainment industry that I have on, because a lot of them, and the focal point of the show, is to give women a voice who maybe the way they're perceived within their brand, it's not about their voice, it's about their looks, which is great in itself. But what the show is good at, and what I think I am good at, why so many people are listening, is because I get an opportunity to sit down and have a conversation that's pretty in-depth with people that normally their fan base doesn't get to hear them speak on certain topics and about themselves. And I think it's good, period. There's nothing bad about it. Even if someone comes on and their perception of themselves may not be what they think, I think it's always a great way to kind of unearth things about people that are helpful to not only themselves, but their fan base. And Bree was cool enough to come on. We had a lot of fun. She was a really good sport. And it was interesting to talk to someone. You know, I realized that, you know, I'm 34 now, and it's like, you know, like Matthew McConaughey, they just keep on staying the same age. All right. No, but it's always interesting to talk to anybody, male or female, under the age of 24 in this day and age, because technology has moved so quickly. It is at a point now where, I mean, there's a whole nation that lives their life in a place where if you were around 10 years before they were born, it's almost like a whole different era. And the separation is so vast. It's pretty bad, but it's always good to talk to someone like Bree, who seems like she kind of has her shit together. She does have her shit together. She's very, you know, you're going to hear her now. She's very business oriented and easy to talk to. And we had a good time, and she has some chops. So enjoy Bree. All right. I say this every week, and it's no more truer than it is right now. In the words of Billy Zane from the movie Titanic, a real man makes his own luck, and I am the luckiest man in the world, and today I am, because I have model, superstar, Instagram queen, the one, the only, Bree Teresti. Did I nail it?
Yes, you did.
Ooh, starting off good already. So to give the audience a little bit of context on how we know each other, we really don't. This is our first in-depth conversation. I obviously know Bree through her social media. We got to kind of chatting, and she was cool enough to come on the show. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
How excited are you?
I am very excited. After stalking you for so long, I'm finally good to be on your show.
So you are in San Francisco right now.
San Jose, but pretty close.
Yeah. So I was just there a couple months back. I did shows in Sacramento, which is relatively...
I'm actually from Auburn. So that's like, I was there yesterday.
Okay. So yeah. I was at this place called Tommy T's, and it's an all black club. And I was a white guy in an all black club, which I do really well at. But it was so interesting because no one was there that looked like you. There was no blonde, big breasted women that came to my show, which I was very sad about. And I wish I would have known you 2 months ago. I would have invited you
invited me, yeah.
And all your family members to to come to my show to at least add some diversity. So that's a bummer. But now I know you, so it's all good. What are you doing out there? Like, okay, so everyone's going to know you in a minute because they're going to Google the shit out of you and whatever, and they're going to look at your Instagram. Obviously, we know you have a great Instagram following and probably a Snapchat and all that. And the funny thing about all that, to me, is that you have this huge following, and people probably recognize you from a social media angle. But at the end of the day, you walk the street, you have all this attention that comes through your phone. But when you walk the street, the attention you get is probably just standard hot chick attention, which is like guys hitting on you. But it's not like, hey, oh my God, I recognize you.
Actually, lately, I never thought this would happen. Every time I go to a bar or a club or a concert, I always get recognized. Like last night, I was even at a country concert, and at least 5-6 people came up to me when I was just standing there. I was not dressed up. I was just kind of like standard Brie, and people
what's,
still
what's standard
me.
Brie? Let's classify what
I don't
standard
know,
Brie means.
Like jeans and just like a tank top with
that's standard Brie, everybody.
Boots. It wasn't like I wasn't just like prancing around in like
so
lingerie.
Normally she will prance in lingerie, but standard Brie is jeans and a shirt, boots.
Yeah, but like, I mean, if you're a woman and you present yourself in a certain way, you definitely do get attention, but. I would say lately, which is really interesting, I've been getting a lot of attention because random people have followed me on Snapchat and they really like my personality. So people are like, oh my God, you're that one chick who, yeah, is always in a bikini, but you're really funny. Or, yeah. So
a chick in a bikini being funny. So you are, I'm yeah. sure they love the comedic value. I'm sure that's why they're following. That's
exactly why they're following me on Snapchat, for
it's,
sure.
So I have a show, a web series out that's that YouTube kind of fosters. So thank you, YouTube. What's funny is that people don't understand that, you know, I'm a pretty mainstream guy. So I, you know, I'm considered millennial, but I'm like on the tail end of that. So I don't really jump in as much to social media as a lot of people do now. And people are surprised and would be surprised. YouTube has like major, major stars that most people, like some people, people in my circle don't know who they are. But
yeah.
It's huge. Like kids
sure.
cry over them. It's nuts.
Well, think about like. I remember, so I've never really been into YouTube. That's something I probably should have gotten into. But if you look at, like, the amount of views certain, like, YouTube celebrities get, it's incredible. I mean, they have, like, 10 million followers. That's a lot of people, or subscribers. That's a lot of people that watch their videos. And then you have all of those YouTube conventions. So
now, were you when incredible. You were when you were starting out, not to cut you off, when you were starting out, I'm trying to, like, envision a Brie in the 90s, right?
I was actually watching old family videos yesterday, so.
Well, not you as a little kid, but let's say you now, but you in the 90s, not having social media, what avenue would you have to go down? It would be the standard, I'm going to try to get some people to take pictures of me model.
Yeah.
Angle,
it would probably have been like that. I feel like this way, it was funny because growing up, my dad never really wanted me to pursue modeling. I've always been actually really studious, honor roll student all my life. I was planning on going to law school, and then I feel like I've had a lot of doors being open. So I'm still in college. I'm actually a political science major right now.
Where what college do you go to?
I go to San Jose State.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I have told myself if this year I really become successful that I'm not going to go to law school. I'm going to continue to like brand myself, eventually like come up with my own bikini line, and I might have, like, actually some, like, possible TV show offers right now. So I'm still, like, I'm not going to put anything out there because I'm not really – I am not positive yet.
Yeah.
But
what is – okay, so
– my dad – so he never really wanted me to go into modeling. So I think that's probably the route I would have had to have taken. Like,
yeah, let's pause real quick because I have a question for you. I don't want to lose track of what you just said. So it's interesting now because I'm in a field where I write content, perform content, and, you know, that's what I do. But what you're saying is doors are opening because of the amount of attention you've attracted to
yeah.
your page. So I've talked to people about this before that have been on the show that just solely do kind of – they started through Instagram and social media and now maybe some mainstream looks are getting taken at them now. So
yeah.
you don't necessarily have an acting background. You're not super trained or anything. You don't even necessarily have like a full-blown model background. But
no.
because of the attention that you have already gotten yourself from your social media, people are like, we need clicks on our product. We need to contact this. We need to use this girl, right?
Yeah, but I think also because of Snapchat too, I mean, I get at least 100,000 views per story post. People see, they like, okay, so I would say like mostly like a lot of reality TV shows have contacted me in the past month. They like the I guess the energy I emit and just what, like my personality in general. And they think that, oh, wow, like she would obviously get a lot of views because of she could promote us. But sure. I think just the whole industry is just, it's a lot different than it was, let's say, like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying in the 90s.
So you're saying through your personality, people could possibly be paying you very soon to be on TV, to just be a personality, just be yourself.
For sure, 100%.
And then you're cool with that?
Yeah, I mean, like, I can, you know, go about the way I want to represent myself and stay true to my values and morals. I mean, like, actually, I'm a pretty conservative person. Like, I know I, like, post all of these photos on Instagram, but, like, anybody that actually knows me knows that I'm, you know...
So you're, like, lights out, missionary, quiet... don't touch me, prudish, but we'll be
not
in a bikini.
Not to that extent, but I'm not like most people would probably just think of me.
It's weird because I feel like in this day and age, the market's so, it's just oversaturated with women that are showing everything. I wonder what people actually think now. Maybe because I'm in a business where I do a show where I have a lot of attractive women on, it becomes kind of commonplace for these women to be kind of in scantily clad clothes because it's a different society now. But you're saying that you get probably a lot of people that reach out that aren't so positive to you. They think maybe, oh, what the fuck are you? Who do you think you are? Or you're a slut or whatever. You probably get that or you don't. I don't know.
No, never. I mean, there's always going to be people that are not supporting what you do. But I would say the majority of people, even my family, all support what I do. And like I said, anybody that takes the time to actually talk to me knows that I am intelligent. I have ideas and goals that I've always set for myself. And I'll accomplish them.
What do you think of – because you mentioned a couple minutes ago, you said, you know, I am conservative, contrary to what people may think. I feel like you have a perception of what is out there as far as opinions go on you. Is your perception that maybe people may think one thing about you?
If people just, like, are ignorant and think I run around in lingerie all day or, like, a bikini, it's like that's, like, my job. That's I get paid to post these images or, you know, like – it's that's standard, but I'm saying like, that's not me every day. Like you show what you want to show, like on the internet.
And like you said, it's your job, right? Now
yeah,
it is.
I'm saying, when I said I'm like conservative, I just mean like my morals. And I mean like I'm pretty spiritual. I'm was raised in a pretty like conservative household. I feel like it's kind of like a weird question to explain, but.
Well, let's do it this way. This is
I'm
probably.
Saying, like,
little...
I'm not like sleep with a guy on the first date.
No. I guess what the point we're trying to get at is what you perceive the perception is out there of you. Because you did mention something about being conservative, so I thought maybe there was some deeper meaning there.
No, I'm saying like anybody would think like, okay, if you're looking through some girl's Instagram page and a lot of her pictures are pretty like sexy looking, they're going to think, oh, okay, she's probably dumb or she's probably.
Yeah. So what's your move on this? Like when you started to do, Instagram has been huge for 10 years now, 6 years, 4 years, definitely the last four. It's gotten even bigger in Snapchat. Is it before you get your boobs done or after that you're, like, ready to show shit off?
I have not had any plastic surgery, though.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. No. That's intriguing. That's interesting. I was very thrown off.
I was writing for an online magazine. I was writing a health column. I've been vegan for a long time. Sorry, I'm a little nasally right now. And... I started, actually, this sounds ridiculous. I started, like, having to take pictures with, you know, I would have, like, photographers take pictures for my blog.
Uh-huh.
And usually be me with, like, you know, like, fruit, which sounds so funny. But it would be, like, okay, health, fitness, you're in a bathing suit, and, like, posing with a pineapple, just, like, laughing, being happy, whatever.
You came up with this on your own, or you had a team of
people
with you?
Yeah, I came up with this on my own. Mm-hmm. And one of the photos that I took, I was wearing, like, some bathing suit that they, like, reposted me, and they had millions of followers, and the picture kind of, like, went viral. And
that started you off.
Everywhere, and then I realized, I was like, wow, I do look decent in a bathing suit. Maybe I should start doing this more. Uh-huh. So I started posting like more photos.
How many followers did that get you right off the bat?
I don't know, maybe like a few thousand.
Okay, it wasn't. It was smaller. A few thousand is fine.
Yeah.
Now, what number do people start reaching out to you and going, hey, can you take a picture with this, with our product, and we'll pay you X amount of dollars?
Maybe even like after like 10,000 followers. Maybe
you start getting those emails.
Yeah, like, but then now it's like a lot of those emails I don't even, if I don't like the product, I'm not going to like endorse it.
Sure, sure. But that was, but before you were like flattered and you would do it. If it's cash, everyone needs cash, right?
Yeah.
So you would do it.
Yeah.
Now you're in a position because you have X
now I know, like, I want to keep my brand, and I don't want to, even for, like, the money, I just know that in the end it's going to be more worthwhile.
What is your brand?
Because I eventually, okay, so right now, I want my brand to be me. Like, I want people to know me as, like, a certain image, and I want to eventually launch my, which I'm working on, my own bikini line. And I want all bikinis to be American made. I want them to be fair trade, and I want a percentage of the profits to go to a nonprofit to raise awareness for human trafficking and help educate like women in foreign countries. So that's ultimately what I want to do. Why is that
such a strong thing with you, the human trafficking?
Has always been like something I feel a lot of people don't really, you know, they all are like, oh, human trafficking is bad, but it's like they don't do anything to like prevent it. They don't look at where their clothes are made. They haven't done the research to really understand, like, what it really means. Like, people don't understand that Super Bowl weekend, which will be happening in Santa Clara, well, San Francisco, but technically Santa Clara. That's actually, like, the biggest weekend for human trafficking. That means that the most exploited, like, young girls will be taken to this area for...
Oh, yeah, for hookers. Yeah.
And, yeah, and, like, people just don't, they don't understand that. So I want to help raise awareness, and I know that, like, if I have a strong following, and if this bikini line eventually is something that's really recognized, it will raise awareness.
Well, let me ask you a question. So let's do some hypothetical here. This is interesting. So do you, first question is, are you against prostitution? You think it should be illegal? I mean, I don't personally. I think drugs and prostitution should be legal if it's
like
practiced in a safe place.
I don't know. I kind of go back and forth on this, but as of right now, I would say, like, I'm not for it. No.
Why not?
If but, someone's... like, I know you're going to say, like, well, do you think, like, posing in a bikini or, like, having
don't project what you think I'm going to think. I have – this has nothing to do with you. I don't know you as a person yet.
I'm not for prostitution, but then again, it's not my choice. Like, I personally would never –
Well, yeah, we're not talking about you, though. We're talking about people that are okay with themselves enough to go, hey, I'll have sex with someone for money.
This is kind of what I feel like. If somebody wants to, like, sell their body, like, physically for sex, I feel like it wouldn't just be girls that would want to do it. I feel like it would be people that are, like, forced into the profession.
What about men? Men do it.
It would never work to have it legalized, if you know what I mean.
So it's about females then. So if a man wants to be a prostitute, you're okay with it because most likely he
wouldn't
be forced
into it?
No,
I'm not okay with it. I mean, I understand that men get raped, like young boys and men get raped too. I just feel like it's more prevalent around like women.
I guess the point is like I truly believe in freedom of what you want. Like I believe Amsterdam has the right idea. If that's how they want to live, men, women, if that's what they want to do and it's safe, they should be able to do it. But what I'm asking with the human trafficking thing, I understand, hey, I'm being forced into this.
Yeah.
What if a girl's like, I hate, let's say she's in Russia. This is awful.
Yeah,
I hate Russia.
The only thing she could do to escape her
is to go with these guys and do that. You're saying that you don't want that woman to sneak into the country that way. You want her to have to go through the proper parameters to do that.
I totally understand what you're saying. Don't get me wrong. And
yeah.
I know I understand that it's like very rationally thought, but I've heard of too many cases and I've like studied too many cases where it's like young children or people just being forced into it. But I mean, if somebody like wants to do that, that's not my position to tell them not.
Of course not. So for example, the reason why I ask is because I always support this charity for bipolar and suicide. Because I have dealt with depression in the past, and it's something very close to me, and I know how much it is an illness, and it's a problem. This is a cause you picked up. What was the reason for you to latch on? There's so many causes out there.
Yeah, why was that? I would say, okay, so I started getting really passionate about it in high school. I was actually, like, a president. I started a club at my school. I would say, like, there's just some things that have happened in my life where I'm not going to, like, go into detail. It's a little bit personal, but I would say, like, there are certain, like, events, and then, like, once I got to college, I started getting more passionate about it, and I came up with this idea pretty recently, and I really want to, like, stick to it. Once I release my line, I'll have my, like, story on the line, but...
Yeah. I mean, that's really what I was getting at. There has to be some deeper reason. Yeah. Obviously, it's a deep reason you're not sharing right now, but... at least we know there is a deeper reason that you're connected to the issue. Yeah. That's the whole point.
It's not
all right.
Like I'm choosing something random.
It started out that way, but now that we know there's a deeper reason, we know that there is.
Regardless, it's a good cause, and it's something that needs to be...
No doubt. But this interview is about you. It's about what you're into. It's about Bree the person. And for you to pick a cause like that, I want to make sure people know you didn't pick it out of a hat. It's something that means something to you X, Y, and Z. You don't want to share, you don't want to share. That's up to you. But at least people know, hey... This is something close to her for a reason. That's great.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? So now you're in school and you're doing political science. What is the shelf life of some of these people that are – I guess we don't even know that yet because Instagram's so new and this, like, social media thing's so new. No one knows, like, how long and how much.
I think, this is the key to it, honestly. You don't see me repping protein or tea. I'm not here for like, a couple years, whatever, and like get paid for this. Like I told you, I'm branding myself properly. I'm networking. I'm reaching out to people. People are reaching out to me. And ultimately, I'll have a clothing line or something out of this.
Uh-huh.
And possibly like a TV show.
So that's the next move.
It's not like I'm just like, oh, hi, this is me and my tea. I drink this. Skinny. No, I don't drink the damn tea. Okay.
What's so aggressive about the tea? I think that's funny, but for you, why do you see that being?
See,
like...
every single Instagram girl posing with their skinny tea.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and do you think like that tea? I mean, a lot of that's just genetics. I mean, look at you. Like, I honestly thought you had a boob job, and I mean, so when you're in high school, what's your ethnic background? First off.
I was going to make up something funny. Okay, so I am half Italian. My grandparents are very traditional, off the boat. Nona and Nono, they came here when they were about 30 years old.
Nice.
My grandma was like 8 months pregnant with twins when she came from Sicily to America.
What part of Sicily? I am Sicilian, Caposan Lavidito. Yes.
I'm from Trebia.
Yes.
Well, my family's from Trebia.
Troppany, yes.
So
Paula,
I'm very, very, very close to my grandparents. We have our Monday night dinners. They live in San Jose.
Uh-huh.
If you want to see more about my grandparents, you can follow me on Snapchat because people actually email me about. So my Nono is just like this ridiculous, so dramatic. Hangs out with his little parrot on his shoulder, like while we're eating dinner, and is just like yelling in Italian.
What's his parrot's
name?
And then
I'm like hitting my Nono or my Nona, like spanking her. It's very, very entertaining.
Yes, so go see Bree spank her grandparents and talk to their parrot. It's a hit.
It's actually really funny.
What's the other half?
Okay, and then my mom is blonde hair, blue eyes. She is just English.
She's English. So you're like you're half Italian, half white woman. Just a nice European white woman smashed into an Italian. And you're – okay. Now, are you tall? You look like you're tall.
Yeah, I'm about 5'8".
Okay.
7.5.
I know girls, like, develop quicker than boys, and they – like, so were you taller than a lot of the boys in your school when you were, like, in middle school and stuff?
No. I never felt – okay. I feel like where I grew up, everyone was really tall. So, like, I didn't stand out as being tall.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Sacramento. Okay, so I was in Auburn and Sacramento. My high school, literally every girl was at least like 5'7 or 5'8.
Where is this high school? I need to meet these women.
St. Francis in Sacramento, all girls school.
Nice. Even better.
Yeah.
So everyone, you're saying you didn't feel out of place. Everyone was tall and big breasted. That's what you're trying to tell me in this school?
I would say big boobs, but I wore a uniform, so you couldn't really, like, I wore like a huge sweatshirt. You could not.
So you're a Catholic school girl with a huge sweatshirt on. While developing, hidden away like a gem.
I think also, though, I did develop later. I was always very thin growing up, so, like, obviously you hit puberty a little bit later. That's I know it's a little information, but
No, it's not. We need information. Why is that? I didn't know that.
When I was probably like 19, I would say like I really finally like I gained a little weight, kind of grew into myself a little bit. I think I even grew in height wise. So.
Really?
Yeah.
When do you think to yourself? I mean, I don't know you, but I feel like your personality is very confident. I feel that's instilled in the parenting. When are you like, hey, even though, you know, you mentioned your dad said he didn't want you to go into modeling because you are smart. When are you like, fuck, I think I could take some pictures. Was it that moment with the blog? It had to be before that, right?
Honestly, I know this sounds kind of weird. I would take photos and, I mean, growing up, I was always taking pictures. But I would say, like, it's some of my stuff, like, even article-wise, started getting published, and I was kind of, like, people were like, wow, like, you could really do this. I never really thought I could. I'm, like, confident, but at the same time, like, I'm pretty humble. I never was like, oh, wow, like, I can really, like, do this. I'm better than these people. I never thought that. I would say probably...
But you think that now?
I would say probably just recently, I have kind of realized that I can probably do this.
Yeah.
But I'm still, like, very doubtful. I mean, everybody's, like, insecure about themselves, so...
But how great is this, though, that you didn't have to go through... I mean, just because I'm on both sides of the camera, I watch what people have to go through that are going through the channels of just modeling. Like, oh, I'm going to do runway, or I'm going to do this. Now, you've been able to go, I'm going to bypass some of this shit, and I'm going to show my personality and also show a little bit of my body... And that's going to generate,
yeah.
I mean, that you're really fortunate from that regard. Like, you know, you must feel pretty good about that. Like, you don't have to go out there and go, oh, I'm going to go audition for this, or I'm going to go walk with a book on my head, you know?
I totally agree with that, for sure. I mean, like, I'm with an agency, but I'm like, kind of looking for other agents, and I'm hopefully, like, will relocate to LA pretty soon, but, or at least be, like, back and forth more often.
What does your family say about that? Because it sounds like they want your schooling, right? I mean, you're in school.
I mean, like, I'm continuing online, so I'm going to finish. I'm almost done with college, so okay. I'm just finishing, like, the last semester online, or the last two semesters online.
You live at home with your folks? No, or you live by the school?
No, my parents live in Auburn, actually.
So you have your own little...
We had a house down here, too, so I live here with... My sister moved out of my parents' house when she was 16 and moved in with me.
Oh,
and she's online high school, and like it's a high school college program through Liberty University. So,
very liberal, yeah. Very liberal situation. The 16-year-old doesn't have to go to school; she gets to do it online. You're doing your courses online, and you're online.
I know this sounds kind of like okay. I'm not gonna lie, we party a lot. We have fun together, even though she's 17. We figure out ways.
Yeah.
However,
what does she look like? She look like you?
We look pretty much like twins.
Really?
She has a little bit darker hair, but yeah. But the thing is, like, if you were to, like, be with us, you would see I'm very responsible, although when I'm drunk, I'm not, but, like, the majority of times I'm very responsible, and, I mean, let's face it, Katie is the person I love most in life. I would do anything for my sister, and yeah. I'm going to protect her regardless.
Why'd she leave? This is not an interview about your sister Katie, but it's interesting. Does that cause friction with your family that you allow your sister to live with you when she's left your parents' home? I'm assuming.
No. So my dad is down in San Jose 2 days a week for work. So he's always with us. And my mom comes down really often. My mom is very, very involved in our lives. So she'll be here actually like in a couple hours. And I
great.
Think
we'll bring her on the show. It'll be perfect. We'll just have your mom and you and we'll
actually,
talk it out.
Actually, she's done interviews. So I was doing I was doing a casting for a reality TV show. I hope I get it. And they were doing, like, I got to the step where it was, like, a family interview, and it was so adorable. I was like, oh, my gosh, what is she going to say? But, yeah.
What did she say? Was she crazy or no? She was good.
No, she was just like, they're like, can you tell us a story about her childhood? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, Mom, seriously.
So you and your sister living in this house. You guys are, I'm assuming boys make appearances, I'm assuming. Would that be easily assumed?
I mean, some guys. If you like
so, what kind of guys I feel like in this day and age with Instagram, that's like the move for like kind of famous guys or even really famous guys to DM hot chicks on Instagram and be like, where you at? Do you get a lot of DMs from guys that are kind of famous or famous?
I've gotten, yes. I'm not going to like give any names because I don't.
Well, I didn't ask for that, but I'm just asking.
I mean, I get hit up a lot, but I get hit up a lot like regardless of Instagram. You know what I mean? Like,
sure,
I prefer to meet somebody. I don't know. I'm dating somebody I met on Instagram. It's still pretty new, but yeah, he's like.
Are you a prejudiced woman when you date? Do you only date black men? What is your preference of
for the chocolate color? Honestly, I don't really have a type. I prefer like darker. I will never date a blonde haired person.
That's, you don't want to date anyone that looks like you.
Not being racist to blondes, whatever. I prefer like darker looking.
And what are you? What are you like, 21? How old are you?
I'm 21. I prefer dating. They have to be at least 25. 25 and up.
25 and up. Yeah. And you go clubbing a lot, and you dance, and you drop Molly, and then you come home, and you're conservative. This is the standard Bree. She puts on her shirt and her jeans.
I do not do drugs.
I don't do drugs, everybody. I am the drug. I get high on my Instagram numbers.
Even like alcohol wise, I try. I like to drink, like obviously to have fun. But
what do you drink? What kind of girl like? What do you drink?
I only
vodka?
Drink whiskey.
You know, I like that.
In the bottles of whiskey. But I try, like, I get, you know, I try and stay in, like, a certain shape. I like to go to the gym. I like to feel good. So usually drinking alcohol does not make you feel good the next day.
What kind of whiskey?
Honestly, like, it doesn't even matter. Like, Jack Daniels would be just fine.
Gentleman Jack. The Jack Daniels. What about the Johnny Walker? Do you like some Johnny Walker Black? Huh? This is my voice if I was your bartender. Hey, Bree. This is a cool voice. Hey, Bree, you want some Johnny Walker Black? Would you drink it then, if I said it that way?
Okay, so last weekend, I was out with, like, a few of my friends. Like, one of our friends' bands was playing. So we took them out to, like, one of our favorite spots. And the bartender's like, oh my gosh, I follow you on Instagram. Can I buy you a drink? So I made him buy drinks for everyone.
It was a guy.
And then, yeah, so he bought, like, drinks for a bunch of dudes. It was funny.
Yeah, that sucks. That's always a plus for you, like, trying to kind of hit on a chick who you see on Instagram. What is your percentage of men followers to women?
You tell me.
I don't know. I don't know the diagnostics of
this
shit.
I would say probably. I mean, I certainly do have, like, women followers, but I would. Okay, I don't even know. I would say.
And you're saying
like
your boobs aren't fake. You're going to go on record right now on my show, Josh Accardo's show, and tell people that your boobs are not fake.
I would not spend the money to do that. I'm cheap, okay?
So you're cheap also.
Daddy. Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, buy me boobs.
Okay, she's saying they're not fake.
They're not fake. And you can see, like, I have photos on. You can tell they're not. Like, they're not, like, perfectly round. Like,
she is going to do jumping jacks on the Slampic podcast today. Breaking news.
I'm wearing pajama shorts and weird socks.
No one can see your socks. They are very weird. I don't know about the pajama shorts, but the socks were weird.
These are actually my old high school shorts. Like,
this is what she wore when she was in school and she was developing, and she would hide herself underneath her baggy sweaters and she would wear these shorts to make sure no one would be hitting on her. This is the story.
They were just guys. Actually, my school had a fair amount of lesbians.
And they were always hitting on this. This is the behind-the-scenes story of Bree Teresi.
There was one girl that was very in my yoga class.
Let's reenact this. Okay, good. We're going to get into character right now. Let's do this. This is going to be fun.
So
I'm going
like
to play.
Stretching.
All right, you can set it up. This is a yoga class. We're going to get into character. I'm going to be the girl. Let's call her Sarah. Sarah the lesbian.
That's not her name, so that's good.
That's okay. Obviously not. If I got that right, I am a genius, but who knows. And you're going to play yourself, okay? That should be easy for you, right, Bree?
I was a yoga star, by the way. Like, won the yoga award in high school.
For someone so humble, you should talk about yourself a lot. See, Bree is going to play herself. It's going to be really easy for her because that's what she does in life. She's going to play her brand, Bree, standard Bree.
Okay. All right.
So you're in yoga class, all right? And you're wearing what you're wearing now. Okay, stand up. Let me see what your shorts look like because I'm a lesbian. I'm going to comment on your shorts. Okay. All right. And we're going to start the scene and just improv with me, okay? Just let it flow, Bree. Don't be scared. All right? And action. Hey, Bree, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
Wow, your voice got really high. Does that mean you're attracted to me?
Very.
So I was wondering, Those shorts, I have those too. I don't know. I wonder if yours would fit me. Can you take those off right now so I can try them on?
You know, I think I'm going to pass. I'm just going to go to, like, the teacher right now.
So you would tattle on the lesbian? You are a prude.
No,
what a conservative prude.
I would just go to the other... Okay, it was weird because in the locker room, she would purposely, like, stand by me. And I would... Because I was the only one that was really nice to her because I didn't want to make her feel bad. Because, like, there's nothing wrong about, like...
You're a mean girl. You're one of the mean girls. You're, like, nice... But being mean
I
at the same time.
I was nice to her.
Oh my god.
She invited me to senior ball and I felt, I was like, wait, maybe she thinks I'm like a lesbian, but I'm not. But I just felt so awkward.
All right,
new
scene.
I was going to be nice to her.
New scene. Bree's in the locker room. She's, did you shower? Did you shower in high school?
No.
Oh, no one showers in high school right after PE. Well,
I mean, I think
I play football though, so.
It's different for girls.
I'm a real
like
man.
If you're doing yoga, like why would you shower after? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Do you sweat in yoga? I don't do yoga. I work out like a man. I sweat.
I mean, a little bit, but not very much. I don't
okay.
We take it too seriously.
I love your fucking progressive school has fucking yoga. Isn't that amazing? Bree and her everyone's 5'8 with big tits in her school and they're all doing yoga and the lesbian girl's the weird one. All right, so we're going to do a new scene. It's going to be great. So, here's the setup. Bree is at her locker, okay? I want you to go method, Bree. I want you to be yourself. You're at your locker. This is after. You're in your bra. You're about to put it on, and I'm playing Sarah the Lesbian, and the setup is I'm standing really close to you, right? That's what weirded you out. Okay. All right, you ready for this, Bree?
Yes.
Really project so the audience can hear your acting abilities, playing yourself, okay? And action. Hey, what's up, Sarah? How are you?
You mean what's up, Bree?
I'm sorry. I messed up. I'm getting all wrapped up in the locker room. So I'm sorry. I can't believe I called you, Sarah. I think because I
hey,
see
Sarah,
so.
How are you?
I'm great. I think Bree, I see so much of myself in you that I called you my name. I'm really embarrassed. Are you mad at me? Do you think I'm like a dork now?
Oh, not at all. Not at all, Sarah.
That's a really nice bra you have on. I heard your boobs are fake. Did your parents get those for you when you were 16?
Sarah, no, they're definitely real. You know, I think I'm just gonna like just change real quick, and then we can just talk after this real quick.
Well, why are you changing? Hold on. Time out. Cut. Why do you bail on Sarah so quickly? Are you serious? You get weirded out by her going, "Hey, are your boobs?"
I don't have a top on.
Well, you have a top on. We're playing method. You're wearing a top right now.
Okay.
If you're not going to have a top, then don't have a top.
But yes, Sarah, my boobs are real.
We got to start over. This is so interesting. This is so great about my show because we put people in situations, in real life situations, so listeners can hear it and actually play it the same way. It's very constructive. All right. Okay, what kind of bra did you have on when Sarah was looking at you?
Probably like a trainer bra.
Trainer bra?
Yeah, okay, like, oh, Victoria's Secret push-up.
Is that what you have on right now? You have a Victoria's
no,
Secret push-up
No, this is like
right
H&M. It's just a cheap bra. Just comfortable.
Now, do your boobs hurt your back before we get into the scene?
Honestly, like, not really. Like,
what are you,
like
a 36D?
No.
What are you?
34D.
I feel like sorry, she started laughing.
I think also because I have like a pretty small like frame, my boobs look bigger than they actually are.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like if I was like a bigger girl, they probably would look more. I think it's just proportion to my body.
Her boobs are an optical illusion. That's the problem. They're an optical illusion. They're not as big as they seem because her frame is smaller. This is what we learn here on the show. All right. So I'm Sarah the Lesbian, everybody. And I'm going to walk in. And I'm going to stand really close to Bree. And we're going to get this thing going. All right?
Okay.
In action. Hey, Bree.
Hey, Sarah.
How was yoga? Did it really work you out?
Yeah, you know, I got in some extra stretching today. I feel so much more flexible.
Oh, I was watching you, and I could sense that you have gotten more flexible lately. This is really, and it's kind of embarrassing, but you are always so nice to me. All the rest of the 5'8" girls with big boobs are never really nice to me, but you, for some reason, always are, and I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Oh, of course, Sarah. I really like you. I think you're so nice.
I was noticing that, I don't know if you get this too, but like the inner thigh gets a little sore when you're doing a lot of yoga. Do you notice that too?
Yeah, sometimes if you just like overstretch, you know?
So I was thinking
maybe...
Probably
just rub that out.
Why are you beating me to the punch? You don't see, this is the problem working with amateurs like you. You beat me to the punch of rubbing it out. So you do not like women. That's what we're saying. You're not interested in women. So ladies
no.
out there.
I mean, like, I have nothing against lesbians. I think that's awesome. And I was very flattered.
She doesn't want to kiss you.
No.
No showering.
No, unfortunately. I mean, I have done a photo shoot with another girl in a shower. But
oh, saucy. Oh, you love bathing suits. That's right. So now that you've gotten to talk to me, which is huge, huge deal. It's a huge break. I'm sure you're very excited, right? It's a big day for you. Is it not? She's actually, you can't see her right now. She's
wait,
like,
can I take
smiling.
A snapshot?
You could do whatever you want to do.
It's a free country.
She's taking a Snapchat right now. Say hi. Hello.
What are we doing?
We're doing my show, Josh Ricardo Slamping Podcast, with Bree, the lovely Bree.
Woohoo!
It's so fun. I don't even know how Snapchat really works.
Do you not have a Snapchat?
I have a Snapchat. I have some follow. I don't use it though. I don't know what I'm doing with it. I have all this cool shit I do, but I don't know how to work it. You have to teach
me. Honestly, you should. I feel like your audience would really, really like that.
I should do it because most of my interviews are in person, and it would be valuable to do that. But it seems so ridiculous. So I guess I have to get a tutelage from someone like you that their mind is so fresh.
And always ask me questions.
With the Snapchat. Yeah, I know. I'll just ask you some cool Snapchat questions. So when you're going to be doing the jumping jacks for the show, I think a lot of the viewers would really like to see your jumping jacks. And I can't wait. I think it's going to be a huge success. We're going to call it the – you know what would be great? If you lived here, I would have you on as a co-host with me. It would be great. But you know what? The thing is, you're not – you don't know how to follow my lead. We have to teach you how to follow my lead.
I've talked to you once.
I know. And look, we're bonding now. Yeah. See, aren't we bonding?
We have pretty good energy together. I sense it.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good sexual tension, energy. It's chemistry. It's everything
dark.
Great. Yes, I'm very dark. I'm very Sicilian dark. I'm 34.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And I make money, too. I make money, and I'll DM you all day. I'll be DMing you on Instagram right now.
You'll be, like, snapcashing me. Oh, my God. That is the weirdest concept. I'm like, I don't want your damn money. I'm not going to, like, send you a photo for money. Like, that's
You should have saw her face when I said I was 34. It was like I said I was 54. How ridiculous are you as a woman for me to say I'm 34, prime of my life, know how to bang, I got credentials, and then she gives me this look like, like I got gray pubes. You ladies being ageist, you know you're going to break the code. You know it. You know you're going to – because if – here's my opinion, Bree, and it's a good opinion. I share it with a lot of people, all right? I'm going to just – hear me out. Women don't – I am very dominant, okay? But I'm dominant within reason, and I'm very logical about it. Women in this day and age, because they are so powerful, you are the most powerful gender, in my opinion, right now. Because over evolution, you have developed many different ways of being powerful. Men, it's like about power all the time, about physicality. Women can be powerful by manipulating, by using their body, by being emotional, by being nurturing. There's a lot of power in women. They have a lot of different ways to do it. Now, because women have so many options and also still have this overdeveloped sense of power that they're able to utilize that is more cerebral rather than physical, they get into a situation where a lot of men, especially millennials, because they're so accustomed to doing whatever women want in hopes to get the women, that women now get so bored with men because they have so many options. Yeah, this guy's hot, use and abuse, he can't be assertive, throw him away, because you get like, why am I getting so bored? Because no one ever tells you, like, listen to me.
Why are you being my mom? I know. Did she honestly
it's the truth.
Tell me this?
No, this is my mantra.
I get it. I really get it. Okay.
No, this is my mantra. I'm not trying to be your mother. I'm saying because your little face, your little 21-year-old face, when I said my age, got all scrunched up, and I'm just giving you the truth.
It did not get scrunched up. I'd like to see this on... Yeah.
I wish I was recording it because it would be great. Look, I have the mic up. This is how excited I'm getting. My mic is up. I'm talking into it. in midair.
I see what you mean. I think that's actually really interesting what you're saying, though, for sure. I think that's actually pretty good advice. For me, my problem is, I would say recently, so, like, I've always, I mean, I get asked out, like, a decent amount, and I get overwhelmed, and then I, like, I'm like, I always find something wrong with them, and then I,
yeah,
like,
you flake
date
it.
A bunch of people, and then, like, throw them away, and I know that's wrong, but...
You're flaky. You're a little flaky, because you can afford to be. There's very little consequence in your world with dating, you know? There's a replacement, always. No one captures you. Yes.
Well, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting until the right person. Like, I don't want to get into anything serious until I know he's the right one. Even just, like, a relationship. Like, I was dating this guy. This was pretty recently. And then I found out he was very, like...
Oh, crazy.
Like, he was very, very successful. Don't get me wrong. Like, full package. I'm sure, like, a lot of girls would want to date him. But I felt like he was way too controlling. And, like, some weird shit was going on. And I was just like, no.
I like that. What kind of weird shit? Anything good? Anything fingers in the butt? Anything good like that? Look how prudish this woman is. I think, okay. I'm being truthful. I honestly think we do have a good chemistry. I think we do. I'm not lying. I'm being real. I also think that...
How many girls do you say this to?
You can listen to 80 episodes. I only say it to about 70, 30, 75 of them. No, I honestly haven't said this to anybody like this. But also, I believe anyone under
that
the age of...
That has happened before, though, and I got a little weird about it. I was
No. Oh, the fingers in the butt? Oh, I'm talking you to him, weirdo. It's always about you. That's the problem. You're so self-absorbed, Bree. That's the issue. You're so self-absorbed. It's always about you. The story's always about you. You're never going to put... Maybe you should put the finger in the butt.
What is the name of this interview? Yeah, me.
It's my show, so it's always going to be my name. But yeah, we do have a good chem... But you're under the age of 24. And I'm not an ageist. I'm willing to believe that you actually have some ripeness to you as opposed to something underdeveloped. You know what I mean? I think women under the age of 24 are very hard to get along with. They're the worst. I'm a stand-up comic. They're the worst in the audience. They're constantly talking. They have to be the center of attention. But I feel like that might not be you completely. I feel like you could be someone.
No, and then also, like, if this wasn't recorded, I feel like I could be a little bit more open. You know what I mean? Because there's certain stuff I'd like to keep private, and I wouldn't want.
Sure.
Just for own people. Like, if people were to.
So Bree's guard's up right now on the show. Her guard is far
like,
up.
Like, I'm pretty much, behind the wall.
The struggle is so real over here with Bree. All right, plug everything. Tell people where they can find you. Go ahead.
Okay, so if you would like to see a few pictures of me, you can follow me on Instagram. It's just at Bree Teresi. That's...
Spell that.
B-R-I-T-E-R-E-S-I. And that's all my handles. So... A lot of people follow me on Snapchat, so follow me on there. It's the same as my Instagram. Twitter, if you want to tweet at me. And I guess if you want to add me on Facebook or follow me on Facebook.
Do all that stuff, because you're awesome. Now, how much fun did we just have?
That was really fun.
You see how we don't even know each other, but because I'm so charming and open and my wisdom, my 34-year-old wisdom, how we melted together as one. Did you see this?
For sure.
I want to start off right away by thanking Bree. That's Bree. Make sure you go follow Bree at Bree Teresi, B-R-I-T-E-R-E-S-I. Thank you so much, Bree. You're awesome. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. I have an email here from David. David lives out in North Carolina. David says, man, keep up the great work. Do you ever do sit-ins? I'm assuming he means inviting fans in to... sit in with a guest. David, I'm thinking about it. It might happen. The thing is that I like to keep things as casual as possible. And because all the guests are females and some of them I've never really met before, and I do the show out of my apartment, it's a little weird if I have like a weird, creepy guest sitting in the corner. Not that you're a creep, David, but you know, let's be honest. But no, it's something that I think I might do. I think it could be fun to have some of the fans from the show come in and sit down, you know, when I have a pretty well-known guest on or a fan of a guest. I'm thinking about that. It might happen in the future, David. Thanks for bringing it up. I'm glad I had a chance to talk about it. But yeah, it could happen. That being said, the show used to be bi-weekly. Now we're going to go weekly. I want to thank my guest again, Bree Teresi. Keep sending your emails. Also, I'll be headlining a couple shows here coming up. Make sure you go to the website, joshicardo.com. You can also access this show for free from my website. Every episode, all 85 of them, you can go out and you can get them for free, listen to them on your way to work, whatever. You can also see all my dates there, as well as my show, Dating on Set, that is rep by YouTube. Thank you, YouTube, for all your support. You're amazing. Sanjay Amin, shout out, my friend. And all this, everything I do, all my films, everything on there is at joshcarter.com, which is a Nervous Center. You can always follow the show at Slampig Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. And you can always follow at Joshua Carter on both of those as well. That being said, we're killing it. You're killing it. It's a good world. It's a good time. In these times of need, we all need a little bit of separation. There's two things you live for in life. It should be the relationships you build with people, and fucking. These are two things that you need to figure out. They could be two in the one. You know? Breathing, food, water, fucking, relationship building. This is the keys to life. This is what I've learned in my depression. It's good to be out of it. Take it easy. Enjoy the rest of your day.